Amid all that bad economic news, one thing has improved: corporate profits. This is earnings season, the time when companies come out with quarterly reports on their financial health. And we've asked David Wessel to come in and give us the big picture. He's economics editor of the Wall Street Journal and a frequent guest on Morning Edition. Good morning.
Good morning.
So companies are doing pretty well?
Yes, most of them. There are exceptions, of course. The housing business continues to be in bad shape, but a remarkably broad set of companies are reporting impressive profits. I mean, in just the past couple of days, Coca-Cola said their profits were up 16%. They're selling more soft drinks and juice everywhere in the world except Europe. A big copper mining company called Freeport-McMoRan said profits were up 10% as it restarted some idled mines. Airlines are doing well generally, and of course, Apple, enjoying the surge of demand for the iPad and the iPhone, said profits were up 78% in the second quarter.
So I guess the obvious question is, how are they making all this money when the economy is still sluggish?
Well, that's a good question. Some companies are making money the old-fashioned way. They're selling more stuff. Starbucks, for instance, says people are buying more coffee and the average customer is spending a few more cents at their stores. It actually raised its dividend 30%. But a number of big-name companies are reporting decent profit growth but disappointing revenue. General Electric, Yahoo, IBM. IBM's revenues were up only 2% all around the world. And I was interested in the maker of Marlboro cigarettes, Altria. They said their profits were up 3.2%, even though they sold 10% fewer cigarettes. Basically, a lot of companies are managing to make more money by cutting costs rather than selling more stuff.
And cutting costs hurts what? Those who have jobs?
Well,
one thing. What does it mean in the long term?
In the short term, it means you make more money by spending less on your workers and on buying stuff. So it means that they are fattening their profit margins, but not hiring more or necessarily investing more. It's not a great long-run strategy. You can't make a business by cutting costs faster than your revenues are falling. So it's good for their shareholders. It's why the stock market has had some good days, but it's not necessarily encouraging for the overall economy.
So companies are trimming back. They're avoiding making hires. They're doing various things. They're also sitting, not just profits, but huge piles of cash. Why is that?
Right. That's one of the remarkable things about where we are now. Companies have nearly $2 trillion worth of cash on their balance sheets. And a few of them are starting to spend it on new computers or new equipment. Those sales are up a little bit. But a lot of them seem extraordinarily cautious. They're just kind of afraid that the demand won't be there, that they may run into trouble getting bank loans. Whatever the reason, they're sitting on these piles of cash. If they felt more confident about the economy, they might be using this money to hire and invest and make their businesses bigger. But for now, both consumers and businesses seem unusually cautious, and I think that's one of the things that Ben Bernanke was worried about when he testified yesterday.
Although theoretically sitting on all this cash could lead to a good thing, spending it.
If they start to spend it, yes.
Okay, one trend we're seeing is big profits for banks, which were, of course, at the epicenter of the financial crisis. What do you take from that?
Well, actually, the banking profits are kind of mixed. Morgan Stanley had a great quarter. Goldman Sachs didn't have such a great quarter. I thought what was interesting is that a number of the Main Street banks, U.S. Bank Corp, M&T, Wells Fargo, the banks that make their money by lending to consumer and businesses rather than by trading, had reasonably good quarters, but they were saying they would make more money if more people wanted to borrow. They say they're willing to lend, but consumers and businesses are cautious and not borrowing, and they don't make any money if people don't borrow.
Well, is that entirely accurate?
Yes.
And they're not making it hard for people to borrow?
Well, both things are happening at the same time. In some cases, banks are reluctant to lend. But in many cases, consumers and businesses, the ones who are most creditworthy, are not coming to the bank for loans. And so that interaction means that is another reason why the economy is so slow. In some cases, banks are making it hard for people to borrow. In other cases, banks would like to lend, but the good credits are not showing up. The interaction of those two things is just one more constraint on the U.S. economy.
David, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
David Wessel is economics editor of The Wall Street Journal.